Donna Anderson was married to a sociopath who committed bigamy twice, and she's written a book about it, Love Fraud. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
Thank you so much for being willing to share your story. So let's hear it. So you met this man. You thought he was Mr. Wonderful, I would imagine.
Oh, I did. He told me he was Mr. Wonderful, and I told it very convincingly, and so I believed it. And he convinced me that he was a successful businessman, and what I found out was that I was his business. He took $250,000 from me in our 2.5-year relationship.
Wow.
He also had relationships with about 6 different women that I know of. He had a child with one of these women, and then 10 days after I left him, he married the mother of the child, which turned out to be the second time that he committed bigamy.
And he was actually still technically married to you when he married this other woman.
Oh, yes. I mean, I had not even filed for divorce yet. I mean, I just left him, and 10 days later, he married somebody else.
And so she obviously then had no idea about you.
No, she did not.
She had no clue. So she also thought she had met Mr. Wonderful.
Well, come to find out that she had actually been involved with my ex-husband. His name was James Montgomery, and he was originally from Sydney, Australia. Mm-hmm. She had been involved with him for, let me see, by that time it was about 6 years already.
Mm-hmm.
So she had already been seeing him, and he had married 2 other women during the time that he was seeing her.
And did she know about the other 2 women?
She found out about one of them, yes, and he talked his way out of
right.
that, and then he married me, and never bothered to tell her about me. In fact, even when I exposed him in the media in Australia, he was still saying that he was never married to me, and she believed that until she finally came back to Australia and got my divorce records.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so how does a man go about keeping this secret? I mean, if he was married to you, then wasn't he around all the time? I mean, how did he have the time to go and have a second family?
He claimed to be traveling for business.
Mm.
And so, in fact, I mean, not only was it bad enough that he married this woman and he was cheating with her through our entire marriage, but I was paying for it.
Right.
Because he was telling me that we were working on all these business plans together and that he was, you know, off to these meetings. He claimed that he was a Hollywood movie producer. He claimed that he was building these new entertainment theme parks. He was flying to Florida. He was flying to California. And most of the times I was buying the tickets. So, I mean, it just added insult to injury once I found out that not only was he cheating on me with multiple women, but I was paying for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, if he was already dating this other woman before you, I mean, he kind of cheated on her with you and then married you and then cheated on you with, I mean, he was cheating on everybody.
Yes, and this is how this man lived his life. I was listening to your show earlier, and Dr. Leadham said that, you know, a lot of people, a lot of bigamists do it just to get over on others, and that was the case with my ex-husband, but he also did it because he lived off of women. I mean, this is the way he funded his lifestyle. He took $250,000 from me. He took similar amounts of money from at least 5 or 6 other women that I know of,
mm-hmm.
and this is how he lived his life. I know of at least $1 million that he took, you know, from the women that I've been in touch with, and that's not counting the ones that I wasn't in touch with.
Wow. So he was literally, I mean, he was just living off of women,
yes.
lying to women, marrying
yes.
women.
Yes.
And
yes.
you, so okay, so how did you finally start to figure this out?
Well, the first thing that I figured out was that he was cheating on me. And the reason that happened was because I found evidence of it in a lockbox that we had. And this is all in my book, you know, which is called Love Fraud. It tells the whole story of what happened, which is long and complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But I found this lockbox that he conveniently told me my rings, which were missing, were in this lockbox because he wanted me to find the information. And I open up the box and I find all this.
Why did he want you to find all of this?
Because by the time this all happened, it was 2.5 years that we'd been together, and he had wiped out all my money. I was of no more use to him, so it was time to get rid of me. So he wanted me to find out that he was cheating on me so that I would get mad and leave.
Okay, so you found a birth certificate of his other child, of his
yes.
child with this other woman.
Yes, and I also found evidence of his cheating with multiple other women. And so what happened was, is a couple months after I left him, I called one of these other women and found out that not only had he taken $250,000 from me, but he took $92,000 from her. And we started cooperating and, you know, trying to figure out exactly what the story was. Mm-hmm. And that's when we started to find all the evidence of all the other women. And the way I found out is because he was out of my house at this point, but he was always this pack rat and had all these boxes and boxes of papers, which I never bothered to look at. I thought it was just the
work,
you know, the stuff of his brilliant but disorganized mind. And when I started going through these boxes, I found evidence that he cheated his entire life. He cheated with everybody. And I found evidence, including photographs, of probably at least 30 or 40 women that he'd been involved with over the years.
Do you know how many kids he has?
As far as I know, only two, but I don't know the whole story.
I mean,
there's plenty of things that I'm sure went on that once my book comes out, I expect people will be calling me to say, "Until I was involved with this guy, too."
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine what's going to happen, you know, once this comes out.
Where is he now?
In Australia, and hopefully going to be arrested soon, because not only did he do all this, but he also pretended to be a military veteran and war hero and special forces operative, and all of that was false.
Right. So you're hoping that he does have to go to jail?
It looks like it finally may be happening.
Good, good. Oh, my gosh, Donna. Well, that is a crazy story, which Love Fraud is the book if you want to read the entire story, which I recommend if you have a man who travels a lot. Maybe you ought to read the story. Just in case, you know. Love Fraud is the book. Lovefraud.com is the website. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Do you or somebody you know, have you ever been involved with a man who was a bigamist? Give me a call, 888-9-CALL-KIM.